Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 8 lines down, Toshma, and we're analyzing the machlokas between Rabba and Rava. Toshma kikro shel nachtu mareil shelo. The Mishnah tells you that if you find a loaf of bread that's manufactured by a baker for marketing purposes, and it's uniform, it's classic, it has no identifying mark, then you keep it, it has no simon. Ha shel balabayis chayv lahachris. If it belonged to the balabayis, in other words, if it was home baked and every baker bakes his own personal challahs, you know, in his own way, has his shtempel on it, then it has a simon. And now the Gemara asks, shel balabayis my taima, kema de ispu simon, de made the idea rifta de inish inishi. Is what? Okay, fine. I have no problem understanding that the bread that's baked has a person's name on it. You know, has his personal stempel on it, has a simon. But wait a second. Lo shnavish zaram, lo shnavish zah yachid, no telu machris. Since the Mishnah didn't qualify where you found these kikros, whether it was shayok shasi haram, it would apply that even if he finds these kikros in Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, Chayv LaHachris, Alma Simon Osili Doris Havi Simon V'tyuvta de Rabba. This is going to be a kasha on the Shita of Rabba. Now take a look at Rashi, Divra Maschil Ha, which is the third line down from the top of the page. V'afal Gav de Behejit Toni Lebe Masnisin. Why is the Gemara making a diuk from Nachtom to derive conclusions about Baal Bayis? The Mishnah addresses Baal Bayis explicitly. Aidi the noket lo osve mireisha krichos shesarabim osve mine l'rava noket namili osve l'raba mi diuka dereisha. And Rashi basically says that the Makshan was asking his kasha based on a diuk in our Mishnah, not from the explicit Mishnah on Chof Hei of Kikros, Shel Balabais Chayv LaHachriz. And this was a kind of agav, says Rashi, since the Makshan on Daf Chof Beis, Omid Beis, raised an objection against Rava from the Reisha, from the Din of Krichos Pshus Arabim. Therefore, the Gemara now talks about the Reisha as well, of Krichos Shel Pshus Arabim. Then he's Medayek, what would be the din if it wasn't Shel Nachtu, but rather it is Shel Balabais? The Ramban points out that the Makshan had a stronger argument here by quoting the Reisha, our Mishnah here at the beginning of the Masechta, rather than the Mishnah later on in Chaf Hei, because in our Mishnah, it mentions Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's logical to assume that we're talking about a case of Rishus HaRabim. You know, it's even if he found the Krichot Shel Balabais in Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, he would have to return them. And this proves and establishes that Simon Asuli Dores, Havi Simon. Now, it's interesting that in the sugya that we learned yesterday, the Makshan was medayik from the din of krichos that simon osli dores lo avi simon, and that was a kash on rova. Here the Gemara is being medayik the exact opposite diuk from the Mishnah of krichos and coming to conclusion that on the contrary simon osli dores havi simon and asking a kasha an objection against Rabba. So in truth, as the Rishonim point out over here, even without, regardless of Rabba and Rava, we still have a stira from the Mishnah itself, because the Reish of the Mishnah seems to assume that Simon Asili Dores Lo Avi Simon. The Sefer of the Mishnah, when it gets to Kikro, seems Shel Nachtu Shel Balabais, seems to assume, as opposed to Krichos, that Simon Asili Dores Havi Simon. But the probability is that if not for Rabba and Rava, perhaps we would be mechalik in a different way, between a simon begufa chefetz, if we go back to the case of, or if we take this last case of kikros, and there we're talking about a simon in the way it was manufactured, the way it was produced, as opposed to krichos, there, what's the simon in the case of krichos? I mean, all krichos are identical, but it would seem that the krichos have an external simon on them, like a kesher, which is more liable lidores. You know, in the case of kikros, a balbais, you'd have to really just completely pulverize and destroy the object in order to undermine its simon. Not so in the case of krichos. Okay, now let's see if we could defend Rabbah from the case of Kikros Shel Baal HaBayis. Omelcha Rabbah, Hosam, why aren't we concerned with Siman Asui Lidores? Why are we Machayv the Motzi to be Machris? Hainu Taimim Yishum Di'ein Ma'virin Al Ha'ochlin. There we have a case of food. In other words, when you're talking about an object which is not food, that's where Rabbah says, Simon Asli Dores, Lo Avi Simon. But here, in the case of foodstuff, it's not Asli Dores, because the halacha is very strict, and it doesn't allow someone to pass over food. If he sees food out in a public area, he's got to pick it up. That's his obligation. And that's derived from the universal principle in Yuma of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. Tosa seems to assume, forget about the sugi in Yuma of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos, that Ein Mavirin Al HaOchlin is a separate halacha, that you're not allowed to be Doreis on Ochlin. But are you obligated to lift up the Ochlin to make sure that no one else steps on it? Is that the nature and the extent of your responsibility? Rashi assumes that if you pass Ochlin, you have to lift them up, otherwise you violate the principle of Ein Overin Al Mitzvah, Ein Overin Al Ochlin. Tosus, on the other hand, says, no, you don't have to lift it up, you're just not allowed to be Doresin, and therefore, in the case of Ochlin, Rabbah would embrace the Simon, and even though you found these Kikros Shel Baal HaBayis, so Rabbah is going to assume that no one will be Doresit because Ein Dorsin al Ochlin. If you take a look in Erevin, the Gemara there quotes from Gamliel, told Gluska, Mishum Dein Mavirin al Ochlin. He instructed his Talmud, Rabbi Eloi, to lift up the Ochlin. And that sounds like Rashi. That Gemara would support Rashi. The Meiri writes that the whole sugya is basically asking about goyim and behem and klovim. They are doreis, generally speaking, they're doreis ala Ochlin. And that's what the Gemara is really leading up to. If you're going to tell me ein ma'avirin ala Ochlin, that's fine for Jewish people, that's fine for human beings, but it has no bearing on those who are not obligated, and certainly behemoths are not obligated. Now, it's interesting because Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos should apply even to other avedos. In other words, you see a lost object, you have to pick it up in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda. And in that sense, if you're applying the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, then no object that's lost is Asui Lidoris. The whole concept of Rabbah, his principle of Asui Lidoris, seems to go down the tubes because Ein Overin Al HaMitzvos. Again, you're going to have to talk about the fact that in one case, the finder sees an object on the land, on the ground. He's not even sure if it's an Aveda. Maybe the Bailam left it there deliberately and they're going to come back to retrieve it. And therefore, he's not going to be so quick to lift it up. And not only that, he's not even careful milidros olav. He's not even avoiding that. Because through this drisa, he will be able to determine whether or not the owner of the object is around, and he's going to rush and say, well, I want to take it. But in the case of a dover machal, there's a peda to lift it up because ein mavirin al ha'ochlin. Now the Gemara asks the question, All right, you tell me ein mavir nal ochlin. Therefore, it's a simon she'eno osli lidoreis va'ika nachrim. The goyim are not makpid; they'll be doreis, and therefore it's a simon osli lidoreis. And yet, there's a chiyuv hashava. Nachrim chayshi lichshafim. Nachrim will also avoid stepping on food because of kshafim of kishuv. There are all sorts of places on the ground where a kishuf sensitive person will avoid stepping, and he won't step on food. Va'ika behemu klovim. The animals, the dogs, are not concerned neither about ein mavir nal ochlin nor about kshafim. And the Gemara answers, be asud lo shchichu behemu klovim. When does the Mishnah obligate me to be machris to return a kikros shel bal bayis, kikros shel bal bayis in reshus harabim? That's in a place where there are no dogs, there are no animals. Again, here in Yerushalayim, I'm not sure how to find such a place. Please notify me when you find it. Tosis here asks a very basic question. And that is, if the Gemara in the Havamina was worried about behemos and nachrim, then let's not raise an objection here from the Mishnah of kikros shel bal bayis against rabba. Let's raise a more fundamental question, which will be viable, will be a problem even for Rava, because a person would certainly be misyayish if he knows that there are nachrim and the animals that are going to take away these ochlin. So he lost his bread in Rishus HaRabim. And again, he has a siman on it, but what good is that going to be? Who's going to pick up this object? Or if the guy doesn't pick it up, who's going to drag it away? It's the behema. And Tosis says that Drisa Derech Hiluch Mitsuya, that it's much more common to expect a Drisa situation, Derech Hiluch, that people are walking and they pounce and they jump on top of an object. Lekicha is eina mitsuya. It's not so common that somebody's going to come along and take these krichos. Who wants a kricha from the Rishus HaRabim? And especially if the finder is going to raise the possibility and the assumption that maybe the loser is coming back very shortly. He left it there just for a split minute. Tosis asks another kasha in this long Tosis Veha, and that is, why does the Makshin feel that we should patter up the motzi, the finder from Achraz, because maybe Nachrim are going to pounce upon it before a Jew could come along and pick it up? Is Adarava, maybe we should be told it L'chumra and assume that a Jew will come along and will pick it up before the guy gets a chance to pounce on it? And there should be, in that case, even if there are nachum around, a chiyuv of chiyuv hachroza. And the Shittim Gubetzes, in trying to answer Tosa's question and justify the Gemara's question and objection about the nachrim, Tosa says maybe what we're afraid of is that the Israel will not see the object, and therefore the goy will come along and he'll be dores. Again, you might ask, well, if the Israel is not going to see the object, then he himself, the Israel, will be dores. Says the Shittim Gubetzes, that far we're not going to be choshish, because even if he hasn't seen the object, he's not going to be dores on the object. You know, he's walking and he won't notice it as he's walking. He won't lift it up. He'll leave it for the goy to be dores, but he himself is not going to be dores. And the Rashba offers a different answer. He calls it dochak, that maybe as far as lekicha is concerned, we should be told that a Jew is the rove, and he's going to pick it up, but as far, and if the Bailam wouldn't be misyash, but as far as Dris is concerned, since there's no, Dris is done without any ashgacha, there's no supervision, no one's guiding it or overseeing it, therefore, we have to be choshish for nachrim, even though they're the mute. But again, all this whole discussion revolves around Tosis Dira Maskel Vaha, because forget about Nachrim, what about the Yisrael himself? Why won't the Yisrael accidentally be Doresit? In any event, the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where Nachrim would not be Doresit, and there are no animals around, it's Eino Matsui. and therefore biasul shlichi beim klavim, it's a siman she'ein asui lidar. So bottom line is, according to Rabbah, the only way of justifying the Mishnah of Kikro Shabbal Abayis and Mishnah Rabbim is if we assume that we're talking about a mitzius of a siman she'ein asui lidaris. Lema ketanoi. Shall we suggest that machlokas Rabin Rava with regard to siman asui lidaris is in fact an earlier machlokas tanoi? And lema ketanoi is a language in which the Gemara is usually asking on one particular amora. If there are two amoraim in the Gemara that have a plugta, then usually the Gemara will say lemi pligi lema pligi beplugta ditanoi. And it could very well possible that the Gemara is not asking on Rabba and Rava. What the Gemara is asking about is the machlokas between Rab and Rava is already an old machlokas tanoim. That's what bothers the Gemara. And that is that if you look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav lahachris. Ketzad, what's the case of a shinui that qualifies as a simon and there's no yesh bailim? Motza igul. We're talking about that round vela, the pounded figs, ubetocho cheres, and a small piece of china was inside, or kikar, he found a loaf that was sold commercially by the bakers, ubetocho mos, but the money was currency or coins were found inside. And the question is, if that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, then what did the Tanakhama hold? Michlal, we should derive the conclusion that even in the case of a Dovr Sheish Bo Siman, is the Tanakhama Sovar Elu Shalo? And what's the Siman? This is the Shinui, with this piece of shard inside the Dvela, or money inside the loaf of bread. Is it's not considered a shinui. Why not? Savru the Gemara thinks, de kuli alma siman abo mi'elov havi siman. We'll get back to that in just a minute. Everybody agrees that mavirin al ha'ochlin, and therefore there's a possibility of drisa. And my labi siman bidin siman ha'asili doris kamifli mar the Tanakhama sovar lo avi siman. He's not going to rely on the Tanakhama. Is not going to rely on the shinui because it still is an object in Rishus Harabim, and therefore the siman is subject to drisa. Umar Rabbi Yehuda sovar havi siman that despite the fact that it is Asuli Dores, it is a Simon. Which means that Tanakhama reflects the Shita of Rabba, that Simon Asuli Dores lo avi Simon, and therefore Relu Shalo. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that, like Rava, Simon Asuli Dores havi Simon. And what the Gemara is at this point avoiding is an interpretation that the Machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda revolves around a different question, which is called Siman Haba Mi'elov, which is a Siman that maybe the Baal is not even aware of. And he didn't deliberately place the shard of Cheres, of China, into the eagle. It fell into the eagle itself. He didn't place... The baker did not place coins inside his dough. Somehow, I don't know exactly how, the coins fell into the dough. And whether or not a siman, which is not deliberate, which is a siman that we could question whether the Bailam are even aware of the siman, whether that's a violent siman, the Gemara is now pushing that into the back burners. Omer as vid mishmeita rava isal kedaik the kol sovar tanakama siman osli doris lo avi siman uma virin ala ochlin is kikro shel balabais b'shus harabim amai machris. Why does the Tanakhama agree that if you find kikros of the Baal Bayis in Rishus HaRabim, which have a simon on it, that you have to be machris, despite the fact that Mavirin ala Ochlin, that people are going to be dores, and it becomes a simon osili dores, how could we validate such a simon? And again, the Mishnah later on, which explicitly addresses the case of Krichos Sarabim, is no to Lamachris, is a hemsheikh of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Now, the Rishonim raised the following question. This again, you'll see in the Shita Mekubetzes. What was the Shoel thinking when he asked this question? Was the Shoel unaware of the Mishnah of Kikro Shabal Abayis, Bishus Aravim, Notel Umachris, which clearly indicates that Simon Asi Lidores Havi Simon? That's why in the case of Kikro Shabal Abayis, Bishus Aravim, you have to be Machris it. And now you're telling me, no, that the Makshon is saying, well, the Tanakhama holds that Simon Asi Lidores Lo Havi Simon. I mean, what was the Hava Mina here? And the Shita answers that the Makshin was of the opinion that the Kikros of Baal Abayis reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, just like the Reisha in the case of Kikros Shel Nachtum reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, so too the Mishnah later on of Kikros Shel Baal Abayis reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Achinami according to Tanakama, Kikros Shel Baal Abayis is Harelu Shalo, because Simon Asili Doreis Lo Avi Simon. In any event, the Gemara is doche this makshon and maintains that Kikros Shel Baal Abayis Shesaram Chayv L'Achzir is a reflection of the Shita of the Tanakhama, not of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Simon Osui Lidores is Havi Simon. And that's all fine and dandy according to Rava, maintains that Simon Osi Lidori is Havi Simon, and therefore both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda hold that Simon Osi Lidori is Havi Simon, explaining therefore Kikro Shel Baal Abayis Sarabim Chayav Lahachris. And now we have to face the music. Well, what is there for the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama about Dover Sheyesh Bo Shinui? El Omer Av Zvid Mishmei Derava De Kuli Alma Sovri Simon Osili Doris Havi Simon Av Avir Nala Ochlin V'Ocha B'Simon Abba Me'elov Kom Miflagi The Tanakhama Sovar Simon Abba Me'elov Lo Avi Simon Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Havi Simon. They're not arguing because of the place where the eagle Sheldvela was found, but they're arguing about Betocho Cheres, whether Betocho Cheres is a valid Simon, or is it not valid Simon. Rashi seems to indicate that if it was Nofal Me'elov, it was not placed there for the purpose of a Simon. Tosus explains, Tira Maskel Simon on the bottom of the page, Mistoma Bailam Loher Gishuk Shenochlu. They weren't unaware of the fact that something fell into the Dvela, or to the Kikar, and therefore there's no Simon. That's the sheet of Tosas, that Simon Abba Me'elov means a Simon that lower Gishubo Habailim. Tosas also adds another point here, that if you have a Simon Begufa Behema, even if it's Ba Me'alim, it's considered a Simon, according to everyone. That's called Nikar La'ayin. It's not possible that there's a simon on the back of the animal, which was bo me'elov, it occurred naturally, not through any action of the bailim, and the bailim were unaware of that simon. I mean, it's obvious to everyone. It's nikar la'ayin. But here we're talking about something that's inside, and the bailim might not know that it's inside. And that's not a viable simon, says Tosis, because they're not aware of the existence of the simon. For Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Havi Simon, and here again I can hear the echo of the Tiferes Yerushalayim telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is in a suffix situation. You don't know if the Bailam were aware of the Simon or not aware of the Simon. They were Messiahish or not. We have to assume L'chumra of Simon Medoraisa, that the Bailam were not Messiahish, and therefore Havi Simon. And now let's explain the Machlokes between the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbah. We just said that everybody agrees, according to Rava's presentation, that Simon Osi Lidoris Havi Simon. Rava Melchom Dugliam is Simon Osi Lidoris Lo Havi Simon. And Ein Mavirin Ala Ochlin. meaning that in the case of kikar or eagle sheldvela, that's a simon she'eno osli doris, because ein mavir na lochlin, people will hesitate stomping on food. V'hacha b'simon abam yelov kam miflgin. Again, we come back to the old familiar explanation of the machlokas tanakama sovar simon abam yelov lavi simon rabbi Yehuda sovar havi simon. So basically, Rabba and Rava will interpret the Mishnah respective to their own shitos. Rava, in his case, will say that everybody agrees that Simon ha'osli doris havi Simon. Rabba, who holds Simon osli doris lavi Simon, is going to have to assume that in our case it is a Simon she'ein osli doris because ein mavirin al ochlin. But clearly, both according to Rabba and Rava, the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim revolves around Simon Abba Me'elov. The Gemara now is going to bring a different Lishna, Ikadiyamri, a second Lishna, that raised the question of Lema Kitanoi regarding the machlokas of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And lo nemar legabi simon osli doris legabi ein mavir na lochlin. This whole discussion here is only about ein mavir na lochlin. Ika diavri savrua de kuli alma. Both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda maintain, and this is of course a very very profound change in the whole sugya, that simon abba me'elov havi simon. That everybody agrees that there is a validity to a simon abba me'elov. Even the Tanakhama would validate that simon. And on the other hand, we're going with the sheet of Rabba that simon osli doris lo avi simon is my love b'mavir na lochlin kav miflugi. But we still have a fallback position to explain the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. They're arguing about mavirin al ochlin, meaning is this a case of simon osli doris? Demar sover according to Tanakhama, mavirin al ochlin. There are plenty of people out there who will jump on the ochel. They don't care about the halacha of eight over dollar mitzvahs, and therefore the simon is a simon osli doris. And that shita of the Tanakhama is reflected in the fact that shinui, dover sheish bo shinui, is harelu shalom. But Mars of Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein mavirin, people in general, will not stomp on food. Therefore, the simon is a viable simon. It's a simon she'eno osui li dores. And that's why chayev lahachris. Again, it's a little bit strange that the Mishnah had to formulate this machlokas in the case of matzah eagle betocho cheres, kikar betocho mos. I mean, let's leave all that out, l'chora. Let's just talk about a normal classical simon. Simon begufa dover, on an external simon. On the eagle dvela, on the kikar shel nachtom, there was some sort of external simon. You know, somebody put a red stripe on it. I don't know. But the machlokas is whether or not mavir na lochlin or ein mavir na lochlin, ipso facto, is it osli doris or not osli doris? I'm not sure you had to introduce here, the Mishnah had to introduce betocho cheres, betocho mos. Omar av zvid mishmei de rova, isal kedai toch tanakama, simon osli doris, lo avi simon, umavirin al ha'ochlin, if you're going to maintain that understanding. That the Tanakhama holds that even though it's a simon osli doreis, as far as mavir na ochlin is concerned, that's why the Tanakhama maintains that in the cases of igule tvela and kikros shel nachtum tochomos is ariel shelo, because it's a simon osli doreis, is kikros shel balbais b'shus harabim amai machris. And we're assuming now that reflects the sheet of the Tanakhama. Here it's clearly a simon osli doreis. It's in Rishus Harabim and Mavirin al Ha'ochlin. And therefore, Rava, reflects and presents his opinion about the Tanakhama and Rav Yosef. They all hold simon osli doreis, as Rava maintains, is Havi simon. Elam Rav Zvid, Mishmei the Rav of the Kuli Alma Savri Siman Osili Doris Havi Sima Vir Nala Ochlin Vahachabi Siman Abomelov Kamikli Tanakama Sovra Siman Abomelov Lo Avi Siman for Rabbi Yehuda Sovra Havi Siman. And therefore, in the case of Kikroshel Balabais Pshisarabim is no telemachris because Siman Osili Doris Havi Siman. Here in Igulei Dvela, likewise, we have a case of Siman Osili Doris, if you'd like, but that's not relevant because Siman Osili Doris have a Siman. But the question is, what is the Siman? It's not external Siman, it's an internal Siman that's concealed. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that is a Siman. The Chacham say that that's Bami Elov, and he's not aware of the Siman, it's not a Siman. Rabba Amal Chadukuli Alma Siman Osili Doris Lavi Siman, Vema Virin Ala Ochlin. Rab is going to always maintain that in all cases of finding something b'shus harabim, there's going to be a chiyuv hachroza, despite the fact that it's going to l'chora be pushed around by the rabbim. The answer is ein mavir nal ochlin. V'ha'ocha b'simen abom eluv kav miflugi tanakam esover simen abom eluv lo avi simen rabbi yudah sover havi simen. And this more or less wraps up the sugya of Siman Asli Dores. Both Rabba and Rava respectively have their ways of interpreting and fitting in all the pieces of the puzzle of Mishnayis. Rabba is going to insist that if it has a Siman, that's why you return in Rishus HaYochan, and even in Rishus HaRabim, if we apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nolchon, you should return it. However, that's only the case of Kikro Shel Nachtom Rishus HaRab, because there the Siman is on the outside, it's external. The Chachom are not happy if the Siman is on the inside, like the case of Igulei Tvela and Kikro Shel Nachtom, where there's something hidden inside, and that's the old Machlokes. And Rav Lishitasu is going to insist that everybody agrees Siman Asli Doris have a Siman, and therefore, even if Mavirin Ala Ochlin, nevertheless Yechayevin Hashova, and that's Kikro Shel Balabayis Bishus Harabim, is no Telu Machris. Despite that, Mavirin ala Ochlin. Again, according to Rava, even though Mavirin ala Ochlin, but nevertheless, Siman Asili Doris Havi Simon, and that's Kikro Shel Balabais Pshisaram, but the Machlokas Tanakam and the Chachom, in the case of Shinui, revolves around an internal Simon, whether that's a valid Simon or not, has nothing to do with Siman Asili Doris. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Klola de Avedita, the basic principle of Hashavas Aveda, or a p'tur from Hashavas Aveda, which is called Yeush, is Kevon Diomar Vai Lol Chisarin Kis Miyayish Lemino. When we hear the Bailim declare, Oi, voi, voi, avoili, I've lost something, I've suffered a financial setback, is that called Yeush? And then the finder is allowed to keep it for himself, because in Aveda, Yeush is Kona. Now, in the case of Gzela, which is Bava Kama, there you need more than just Yeush, and you require that there be Shini Hashem, Shini Rishus, etc., etc., in addition to Yeush. Aveda, on the other hand, if there was Yeush, is Behetera Baliado. In Gzela, it's Isur Baliado, and that's why Yeush is not sufficient. The Rashba adds here a very important point, and he says that this halacha that's formulated by Rav Zvid, that the owner of the object has to say Vaili Lechisar and Kis and make that declaration, he says that's only in the case of a Dover Sheish Bo Simon. In a Dover Sheish Bo Simon, as soon as the Bailam find out about it, and they realize they lost it, they dropped it, that itself is Yeush. We don't need to hear from the Bailam. And that is a fascinating chiddush of the Rashba. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derava Hilchasa Krichos Brishus Harabim Hare Elu Shelo Ubrishus Hayochid Iderech Nefila Hare Elu Shelo Iderech Hanocha Notel Umachriz Vizev Vizev B'Davar Sheyesh Bo Siman Avol Davar Sheyesh Bo Siman Loshna Brishus Harabim." Veloshna b'shayochid bein derech nefila bein derech hanocha chayov lahachris. In other words, lahalacha Rav Zvid is paskening that Siman Asuli Doreis Havi Siman. That's not a chiddush to us, because he's saying it in the name of Rava. We know that Rava holds Siman Asuli Doreis Havi Siman. The Rishonim are not very comfortable with this sugi, because where do we find that a person paskins l'aloch like himself in a machlokas? And therefore, the Tosfos Rid for one is willing to be Goreis Omer Rav Zvid without Mishmei de Rava, or Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rav Papa. Rashi, however, Divra Masal Aval has exactly our Girsa, and it's a very strange kind of statement in the Gemara that Rava would paskin based on himself. Maybe what Rava himself was saying is that the Bnei HaYeshiva, the other members of the Beis Medrash, were Moda, and they agreed to exactly what he said. Now, where do we see in the words of Rav Zvid that Simon ha'osui lidareis havi Simon? And that comes up here in the case of Krichos. Let's just see it again. In the case of Krichos that do not have a Simon, then you have the issue of Makom. And in fact, Rava holds Makom Havi Simon, but in Rishus Aram, where it's Mizgalgel, there is no Simon Makom, and therefore Areil Shalo. In Rishus HaYachid, despite the fact that the Krichos have no Simon, but nevertheless, if it's Derech Nefila, and you would tell me now that Makom is a Simon, is Hare Elu Shalo. He can keep it for himself. And what's the logic behind this? If you take a look at Rashi, Divrei Maaseh B'Shus HaYachid, is we're not going to say that Makom Shenimtzi a Simon Shai Ma'abed Eni Yodeich Nafal. And this is a fascinating curveball that Rav Zvid is throwing out at us, namely that in B'Shus HaYachid, you're going to tell me that surely Makom Avi Simon, but if it's Derech Nefila, then obviously the Bailam have no clue where they lost it, and in such a case, Makom Lo Avi Simon. If, on the other hand, it was Derech Nefila, then obviously Rav Zvid says, Notel Umachriz. And this is a Pella, because we're going to have a sugya later that if you find something Derech Hinuch, you leave it exactly where it is and wait for the Bayam to take it back, Lo Yitol. And that's even in the case of Sofek Hinuach. So the Ritva raises this question. He says, in the name of Yesh Omrim, that din of Lo Yitol in Derech Hinuach, that's only in a Dover She'ein Bo Simon, because then you have no possibility of returning it to this Bailam, but in a Dover She'ein Bo Simon is then no to Lamachris, even if it's Derech Hinuach. Others are of the opinion, says the Ritva, that even in a Dover She'yesh Bo Simon, you shouldn't take it, but it all depends whether you find it in a Makom Mishtamer or a Makom She'ein Mishtamer. Whereas Vidya is talking about a Makom She'ein Mishtamer, and therefore somebody else, some unscrupulous person, is going to take it away. You're operating on behalf of the best interests of the owner by taking it, being machriz it, and protecting it from the rabim of that might include unscrupulous people, because the Dover She'yesh Bo, it's a Dover She'yesh Bo Simon. Fine. Now, what exactly, in the case of Derech Hanocha, is the Simon? After all, according to this presentation of Rav Zvid, in the case of Krichos, we're talking about a Dover She'ein Bo Simon, and yet the Simon is Makom. And the answer is that, again, according to Rashi, she didn't see my Makom. The Hachroza is going to be who lost an Aveda in such a place, and the Ma'abed is going to have to come along and identify the object. And that's going to happen in the case of Derech Hanoch, because he knows where he put it, and he knows what he put there. And that's called Derech Hanoch. Then it says, Vizeh Vizeh. In other words, we allow the Motzi, when he finds something in Rishus HaRabim, to take it. And that's true even in the case of Rishus HaYachid, if it's Derech Nefila, but that's only B'Dover She'ein Bo Simon, as we said at the outset. But if it's B'Dover She'ein Bo Simon, then it doesn't matter whether it's Rishus HaRabim, whether it's Rishus HaYachid, Simon Osli Doris Havi Simon, whether it's Bein Derech Nefila, Bein Derech Hanocha, Yizchayev, Lahachris. Meaning that even though Derech Nefila is Mafkia, the siman of makom, because presumably the ma'abid has no clue where he lost it, so makom is not going to play a role. But in the case of a davar sheyesh bo siman, we're not talking about siman makom, but something that's inherent in the object. In such a case, obviously the ma'abid is going to be able to identify the object. And even in Rishus HaRabim, we're holding Simon Ha'osli Lidaris, even if Ma'avirin Al-Ochlin, Havi Simon. And here we turn to Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and we're up to Umachrozos Shel Dagim. Again, these are cases where the fishermen have a uniform system of tying together the fish. So the Gemara is not happy with this. You're telling me it has no simon because it's uniform. Amai lehevi kesher simon. Isn't it logical to assume that every single fisherman ties the fish in a certain kind of a knot? And that knot itself is an identifying feature. And the Gemara answers, Bekitra de Tzayda, that those fishermen who catch fish have a classical uniform way of tying it. The Kuliyama Hachi Mekatre, all the other fishermen use the same kind of a knot. That's what they teach you in fisherman school. And therefore, it's not a simon. The Gemara asks, well, every minion simon, but how many fish are tied together in this machrozet? And the answer is, says the Gemara, Binyana de Shavin. That even as far as how many fish are on each machrozet, that too was standard and uniform, and all the that also was taught in the fisherman school, and therefore it's not a simon. Now the premise of the Gemara here in its kasha is that minyan itself would be a simon. Bo minei mirav sheshes minyan havi simon or lo havi simon. Again, we're talking about something similar to what we discussed earlier about bo mi elov. And or for example, other kinds of simonim, are they valid or are they not valid? And we raise the question about makom, whether makom is a simon. And there the issue was that the way we interpret it was that makom is external to the object, it's not internal. The same thing could be argued about minyan. Perhaps minyan is external to the object. And therefore, the questioner asked Rav Sheshes, what should I do? How should I classify minyan? Does the fact that he, the Ma'abi, could identify, could reveal the secret of how many items I found, is that itself enough to be validated as a simon? In other words, if he could tell you how many fish are in the machrozet, for example, let's say the fishermen normally, it's standard procedure, that's the way they were taught, they put 10 fish in a machrozet. But let's say the ma'abid could come along and say, well, there are only 9 fish in the machrozet, there are 11 fish in the machrozet, it was unusual, it's not the mispar ragil. That was the question they asked from Chase, would that be a valid simon? Amar lahu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes responded to the questioners, Tenisua, we learned it in a brisa. The brisa itself says, Motza klei kesef uklei nechoshes. If he finds utensils made out of silver, made of copper, gasteron shal aver, a certain kind of a kli that's made out of lead. And here, according to Rashi, Diramasva Gasteron, it seems we're talking about a chatichas shever, some sort of a broken piece. Now, I'm not sure exactly when Rashi says shivrei on the second line from the top, shivrei chatichas shel eiver, exactly what you do with this. Maybe you melt it down and you could reuse it, but in any event, it apparently has some value, otherwise there's nothing to discuss. V'chol klei matochos, and all sorts of metal kalim, all of the above are weighed, and they're sold apparently by weight, and therefore it's very logical to assume that the ma'abed would be able to tell you what the weight of this kli is. Is hareza lo yachzir, ad sheyitein os, o ad sheyichavin mishkalosav. Now, I'm not sure what the hareza lo yachzir is emphasizing. What's he coming lafuki here? But obviously, like any other aveda, is machzirim besimonim. We don't give it away with to any rabbi off the street, but until someone could prove his ownership through simanu. And the Braisa indicates that there are two possible simanim with regard to these metallic utensils. One is a sima begufa chefetz, you know, some sort of strange mark on the object. And the other is mishkalosav, which means weight. And the Gemara says, umina mishkal havi siman is mida minya uminyan nami havi siman. We've already established now through this braisa that weight is a siman. That's valid. It's something external. It's not an identifying mark on the object. And therefore, mida, if the ma'abid could identify the width and the length of the object that was found, minyan, or alternatively, could tell you how many items were found, all that should be a siman. And basically, the Gemara is linking together, grouping together all these cases of simanim, which, again, if the ma'abid didn't lose it, we cannot anticipate that anybody would guess, you know, what the mida, what the mishkal, what the minyan is. But all these simonim have one common limitation or deficiency. They're all external or outside the box of the box itself. In other words, they're not an inherent mark in the object. Now, if you take a look at Tosus, Divra Maskil Mida Mishkal, he asks the following kasha. The Gemara's logic is deriving the case of Mida as a simon from Mishkal. It seems like Mida is even a greater and more profound simon than Mishkal, and is an implicit Kal Vachomer. Later on, in the Sugyan Daf Chof Ches, in the case of someone who was Tovea someone, and he said he identified the Mida of the Orech, the Mida of the Rochev, of a certain beggar that was found, and then afterwards he said the Mishkal, I'm sorry, and someone else identified it with the mishkal, with the weight. So you have two people that are vying for the same object, and which siman is superior? Is he not saying lemishomer mishkalo? It would seem that mishkal is a greater siman, pardon the pun, but it's more weighty siman than mida. And here, yet the Gemara is going to derive from the fact that mishkal is a siman, that mida is a siman. That doesn't make sense. How can you logically derive something that's less profound of an identifying mark? Mida is lower on the totem pole from Mishkal, which is a real bona fide top class, top brass siman. And Tosas answers that the Gemara there is talking about a beged. Now, in the case of a beged, who weighs a beged? You know, you're talking about Mida, again, you go to a store and they're selling suits. They'll give you the Midos, they're not going to give you the Mishkal. You know, oh, this suit weighs, you know, 10 kilo. That's not the way it's sold. And therefore, it's really common knowledge to know the Mida of a beged, but not very common to know the Mishkal. And if this person has such an intimate knowledge and familiarity with this particular beged that he could tell you it's Mishkal, it must be that it's his. However, as far as general, you know, let's leave out beged, but in the balance of other items, other avedos, then Enochinami Mida is a greater Simon then Mishkal. That's the opinion of Tosfos here. Now, Minyan. What do we get from Minyan? Apparently Minyan is not as great as Mishkal. Maybe it's not even as great as Mida is concerned, but nevertheless the Gemara throws it in. It crosses the threshold. It's also a Simon. So the Simon, the Achronim want to say that Mishkal itself is a Simon Mida and is a Simon Mispar, Minyan. Meaning, what he's saying is, when he tells you the Mishkal, is really a number that he's giving you. That number is weight. But Minyan is also a number, and therefore it's all one and the same concept. Could be that Mida, on the other hand, is a default Mishkal. And if you're assuming it's all because of number, and Tosus says that Mida is greater as a general rule, with the exception of Beged, than Mishkal, then we're not really just comparing all these simonim based on one common concept of a number. In any event, the Gemara now goes on to ask the following question. The Mishnah says, V'chatichos shel basar, that if you find pieces of meat, there's no simon arel shalov hamai. The Gemara says lehevi mishkol a simon. Maybe he can tell you the weight of the meat. And we've already established that mishkol is a simon. That was Rav Sheshes' principle that he based himself on a brisa. And the Gemara answers b'mishkol d'shoven, that there are certain, you know, chatichos that have a that are sold by weight, and there's a common weight, so it's no big deal if he could tell you the weight. Now, the Gemara has already answered, as far as minyan is concerned, that if you have a minyana d'shavin, if you have a common minyan, like for example the charozos shel dogim, then that's not a simon. And we've already given a similar answer with regard to mishkal. And that's the Gemara here, but why did the Gemara feel compelled to ask this question and be mechadish kaviyochel that mishkal deshoven is not a simon? I mean, we know that minyan deshoven is not a simon, that's the case of machrozos, then certainly mishkal deshoven is not, you know, if there's a common weight. And this is the question that the Shita Mekubetzes raises, and he answers that in the case of minyan, we found that there was a minig of tzayodim. You know, the fishermen were taught in school exactly how many dogim to put in the machrozes. When it comes to mishkal, we don't have such a definite minhag. And therefore the makshin still thought that maybe mishkal should be a simon. And the answer of mishkal shoven is not really a valid answer. The Gemara says no. The Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a minhag, even as far as mishkal is concerned, to sell meat by a certain specific weight. You know, you went into the store, to the butcher store, and you asked for 10 kilo of meat. That was the minhag. The Gemara says, but v'tehevi chaticha gufa simon, meaning the motzi is going to make an announcement that he found meat. He's not going to tell you what aver, what meat it was. You know, was it the polka? Was it the hinds? Was it the chicken breast? Whatever it is, let the loser, the ma'abed, come along and tell you which chaticha you found. And that itself should qualify as a simon. Again, you could always ask the question, the Gemara says that if he says the Aveda and he doesn't give any simonim, he just tells you exactly what you found, the Gemara concludes that that itself is not a simon. And here he's just telling you what chaticha it was, l'chora that itself is not a simon. He's just telling you what you found. But I think the answer has to be that although if you tell him what you found, that's not a simon, but if you tell him not only did he find meat, but he tells you which particular meat he finds, that's already much more of a profound simon. Odidovka, like for example, let's say he tells you it came from the neck, and that's the part, like we have, you know, turkey necks, and that's what you found. Odiotmar, he tells you it came from the thigh, or whatever other chelik, that for sure should be a simon. Milo sanya, I have it even in a brisa explicitly. Motza chatichos shel dogim v'dognoshu chayv lahachris. Okay, I'm not sure what this dog noshuch is. Noshuch sounds like it was bitten into. I don't know, maybe one fish bit into another, or I don't know what exactly happened. But certainly, chatichos shel dogim chayv la'achris means he's going to tell you which part of the dog you find it in the middle, the end, the top, the head. But chavio shel yayim v'shel shem v'shel tvu v'shel grogos v'shel zesim arei elu shelo. He's got a long list of cases where there is no simon. And as he found chavios in the middle of the shuk, and all the chavios look exactly the same. They're filled up with the exact same volume of wine or oil, or if they're filled up with dry goods like wheat or other grains, or grogros, which are dried fig. So again, in the case of chatichos, then he's chayv lahachris because the baal is going to tell him which aver it came from. But in the case of chavios, you know, all the chavios are the same. There's no distinguishing mark. So getting back to our Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say chatichos shel basar is harei elu shelo? Here, I wanted to point out to you that the Mefarshim are not happy. Why did the Gemara quote the Sefer about Chavios? All we needed to establish our question, our stira, was Chaticho Shel Dogim, was the Reisha. Why was that brought down in the Kasha of the Gemara? I mean, did the Gemara feel that compelled, once it quotes the Reisha of the Brice, to ipso facto quote the Sefer of the Brice? So Pnei Yeshua has an interesting twist on this. He says that the word in the Brice and the Reisha is Chatichos in plural, and you might have thought that the Simon here is not which Chaticho, but he can tell you how many Chatichos and Minyan Avi Simon. But therefore, by quoting the Sefer, where it also uses the plural of Chavios, and there the absence of a Simon has nothing to do with plural versus singular. In other words, we're not dealing with any sort of Simon of Minyan, because if there was a Simon of Minyan of how many Chavios he found, then it wouldn't be Harel Shalo. So therefore the concept or the candidate of Minyan as a Simon is completely knocked out of the box as far as this price is concerned. Now again, you could suggest that maybe there should be a possibility of a siman of mishkal in the dag, and what it says by chatichos shel dogim, it doesn't mean which chaticho, what part of the fish it came from, but rather the mishkal of the dag. And then apparently it shouldn't have said chatichos dogim, because even if he found a full dag, you can tell me mishkal. Here, apparently, the simon is a result of chatichos of dogim. But again, not the chatichos of the Pnei Yehoshua, meaning of minyan, but the chatichos of... So he tells you chatichos in the plural afuke mishkal, because otherwise it should have been one chaticha. And he brings in the sefer to compare the ratio and the sefer to prove to you lafuke minyan, and what we're left with is a siman of the chaticha. So why is it that the Mishnah establishes that you do not return a chaticha's dag? So the Gemara assumes now that to identify exactly which chaticha he had found, that would not constitute a siman. And hocha b'mayaskinon b'di'ika simona bipsaka. The Braisa, which seems to indicate that, on the contrary, we return a chatichos dag, that's talking about where there is a simon in the method or the particular shape and form of the chituch, the way it was cut. Kiha de Rabba Baravhuna mechatichle atlosa karnosa. And dekonami diktoni dumya de dag nosh shmamina. Rashi has a little bit of an illustration here of what's going on. We're talking about a specific, unique type of chituch, in which it was cut on three angles, like a triangle. And that was done in order that no goy should switch his meat or his fish with another piece from a non-kosher animal, non-kosher meat, so he could identify it. And that's why it's brought down here together with dag noshuch. Just like in the case of Neshicha, there's a definite simon, so too in the way he did the chituch, it's a definite simon, and therefore Yechayev Lahachris. But the final maskon of the sugya is that to tell you which piece and what part of the fish you found, that itself would not be a simon. You need a tsuras hachituch, the way, the unique way it was cut. Lo nechtach, Rashi says, kederach shekulam chotchim. And this is the assumption that the simon is considered like a chosem. It's almost like a unique seal, that this is the way so-and-so cuts the meat, this is the way so-and-so cuts the fish. Now this sugi of chosem really belongs to another mesechta, and that's the famous sugya of Basar Shenis Alim in Ayin, which appears in Avodah Zarah and Chulin in different sugyas. And there, as far as Basar is concerned, in order to guarantee that the Basar is actually the kosher meat that the Jew supervised, you have to have two chosmos on it. One chosem is not enough, so the tzuras hachitok would not be sufficient. However, there the Gemara is discussing a case of Sholchin Osobiyad Yisrael HaChoshet Al HaChlofas Basar Kosh Basar Nevela. It was brought by and handled by a Jew who is suspected of swapping it. If, on the other hand, he sends a biad nachri, then one chosim would be enough. You know, the nachri himself is inhibited. Even if he'd be tempted to swap it, he would realize that once there's a chosim on it, they're going to suspect him of swapping it because they don't see that one single chosim. And that's enough to inhibit him. And the bottom line here is that one chosim, in this case the Tzuris HaChituch in Hashavas HaVeda, suffices as a simon, it's a valid simon. And the Rush is of the opinion that, you know, the question of whether one chosim is required or two chosim, that has nothing to do with Talsa Karnasa. Talsa Karnasa is such a profound and unusual way of cutting that it's even better than a chosim. Rashi in Chulin says that the reason why he cuts it in that unique way is not because of the suspicion that maybe the guy would have swapped it with a non-kosher meat, but rather in order to guarantee that people would not steal it. And he would know that this chaticho is his, and that's the way it was cut. It's kind of like if you have in a family where one person has certain foods that he can eat based on his diet, you want to make sure that if his food is very good, and it's also healthy for him, but no one else in the family should take it. He needs a certain sign on it that this is mine, and don't take it away from him. And b'meila, you don't need all the other distinctions that we mentioned before in order to answer up why, in the cases of Basar Shen Salmanayim, you require two chosmos. Here we're talking about something which is done internally to make sure that no one else in the family will swap it. And that's a whole different story. If you do something in order to avoid gneva, that's one story. In order to avoid someone swapping it with something else, that's a different story entirely. Omar Mar, we're going back to the Brice. In the Sefer of the Brice, it says, Chavio shel yayin v'shel shemen shel tvu shel grogo shel zeis marel shel lo. And the question is, Vasnan, the Mishnah later on, the second Mishnah, which is the Hemshek of the first Mishnah, Chav Hei, says that if you find Kadi Yayin v'Kadi Shemen Chayev Lahachriz, the question is how to reconcile the Brice with the Mishnah, Om Rav Zera, Om Rav, Masnisin Birashum. The Mishnah itself is talking about a case where he found Chavios, that there is a, what's called a Tachu Eskisuyehem Betit. When they covered down these Chavios, they would plaster them down to attach them around it. And this they did during the months of Shvat, following Shvat all the way to Nisan. And that kind of Rashum is a clear-cut Simon, as opposed to the case of the Brisa, where there wasn't any tachos or betit, and therefore there was no simon from the way that the cover, the lid, was plastered down to shut the chavis. Michlal, the Brisa bepasuach. Are you telling me that the Brisa, therefore, that establishes that you can keep a chavis, is talking about an open chavis? From the fact that you gave the answer that if he was a tach betit, that's called hagafas achavis, and that creates a roshim magufa, then it's called a semen. Then the Bryce that says Arel Shalom is talking about a case where it wasn't closed down, it wasn't the lid was not plastered down. Is ibn pasuach harei midasi? Imagine somebody leaving an open chavis with oil in it, or with wine in it, or grains, whatever it might be. That's called Aveda Midas. In other words, the Bailim revealed that they're not interested in this chavis. They basically left it for Hefker. Like here, for example, in the streets of our neighborhood, you'll see leftover schach on the ground. And you know that it's Hefker. Why? Because it's an Aveda Midas. He left it open. Now imagine what's going to happen to an open barrel of, let's say, grains or whatever have you. It's obviously going to be attacked by the elements, by Shkotzim and Vermosim. That's called Aveda Midas. Om Rav Hoshaya b'meitzif. What he did was, he left the magufa, the cover, the lid, on top. He didn't plaster it down with cement all around it. And on the one hand, there's no simon, but on the other hand, it's not an aveda midas. He did the barest minimum to protect his yayin, his shemen, etc., from the shkotzim and the ramosim. Even if the Bryce itself is talking about a case where he plastered down the lid onto the chavis, onto the barrel, and that's called roshim lokasha. You'll ask, why is it the Bryce says Harel Shalo? After all, the Mishnah Chafei is going to say Chayv Lacher is because of the Simon of the Roshum. Kan Kodem Sheniftechu Ha'otzros. Kan Li'achar Sheniftechu Ha'otzros. There are different periods of time. There's a period of time called Niftechu Ha'otzros, where the Otzros of Yayin, you know, he opens up his storehouses of wine, and most of the barrels are already reshumos. And in such a case, the rishum, it does not constitute, does not qualify as a simon. But kodem sheniftechu ha'otzros, before the barrels of wine were sent to the market for sale, there are only a few people at that period of time who make a roshem on the chavis. And therefore the roshem is considered a simon. Ki hodar av Yaakov bar Abba ashke chavisa de chamra li achar sheniftechu ha'otzros, osel kamid abayi omer le zil shkol l'nafshecha. And the Gemara actually records that this case of niftechu ha'otzros was a classical, practical real case where Abai Paskin Ariel Shalom, because after Niftchu Ha'otzros, most of the Chavios already Rishumos, you can't tell one Rishon from the other, there's no Simon. It's only if prematurely, before the Otros were open, and before they were sent out for sale, somebody decided to do this Rishum, this Tach Betit, the Magofes HaChavis, that becomes a Simon. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here, and B'li Neder, in the next shiur, we'll pick up Boy Minei, Rav Bibi, Mi Rav Nachman, this famous suffix of Rav Bimi about Mokom, whether Mokom is a Simon, whether it's not a Simon, that's for B'li Neder for tomorrow.